Today, we have a little bit of a different kind of a service because it's VBS Sunday. We had a wonderful week last week learning about God's love for us and learning in a wonderful way as we did small group discussion, crafts, and videos. We learned so much, and we want to share that with you, the congregation. So get ready for some very creative worship experiences this morning, and welcome to VBS Sunday. Let's worship God.
This week, over 40 kids went on an amazing expedition to discover that Jesus is the light of the world. Our theme was Cave Quest, you can see. Caves can be very dark and scary, full of unexpected surprises and dangers. And to navigate through caves, you need special tools, and you also need light, most of all. Life can be dark and scary and full of surprises, too. And at Cave Quest, we explored the Bible truths that help us to know that Jesus gives us all the tools we need to navigate through this life. Jesus gives us hope. Jesus gives us courage. Jesus gives us direction. Jesus gives us love. And Jesus gives us his power. Jesus is the light of the world. Caves are also majestic and beautiful and full of amazing things. And our life is the same. At Cave Quest, kids practice keeping an eye out for the daily overwhelming evidence that God is doing great things all around us. They wore their Watch for God bracelets, which glow in the dark, to remind them to watch for God. And we shared God sightings every day. Some of the God sightings shared this week: the ocean is so big, but God is even bigger. When I smell cookies baking, I know Mom loves me, and I hope I get to eat some. My leader was patient, even with the youngest who couldn't keep up. I hear birds singing and the hum of a hummingbird's wings, and it reminds me that God created wonderful things. Whenever I think of being a pastor, I feel it in my heart. We had 50 more, but we don't have time to share them. At Cave Quest, we didn't just learn about God's story and his love. We saw it, we touched it, sang it, tasted it, and put it into action. We hoped for beauty when we cracked open an ugly rock that was a geode inside. We relied on Jesus to walk on water. Yes, we walked on water this week. But we sank in the muck if we took our eyes off of Jesus. We experienced a dramatic passion play of Jesus' death and resurrection, and we flicked our flicker flyers at a target, often missing, but we saw that Jesus gives us love and forgiveness even when we miss the mark. And we ate popcorn torches that represent the power of the Holy Spirit that we get when we accept Jesus, and we can pass on when we pass on Jesus' love to another person. But most of all, we had a lot of fun.
Well, at this time, we're going to share with you some of what we learned in Vacation Bible School. And if you look at your bulletin, it's outlined there for you. The first thing we learned was all about hope. Jesus gives us all these things. Jesus gives us hope. Let's all say that. Follow him. Okay, so every time we said one of these things, as you can tell, they say, follow him, all right? So let's all say Jesus gives us hope, and then you say that. Okay, I'm just helping them because they're not quite sure what's going on. Okay, so let's say it together. Jesus gives us hope. Follow him. All right. Well, there's only a few of these kids, and there's a whole lot more of you. So maybe we could say that with a little more. Remember I taught you what the word gusto means. Gusto, and then you respond. Okay, so let's try that again. Jesus gives us hope.
All right, I think you still won on that one. For each of these scriptural truths, we had an animal that went with it. This one was a salamander, the reason being that salamanders are born with no legs, right? But, and they're like tadpoles, exactly, but legs grow later. And so that gives them hope that they will have legs. Do you understand? I hope you do. I'm quite sure I do. But I do. I do understand. That makes perfect sense. And today, we're going to see a little video on a girl that did something very important that brought somebody else hope. And then we're going to hear from several of our children who did a similar or are planning to do a similar thing. So here's a video.
This is a story about a little girl who does something amazing to give hope to other children.
My name is Emily James and I'm 3 years old. This is my Uncle Matthew. He gets my hair.
Emily is getting her hair cut for a very special reason.
Sometimes kids get sick and then their hair falls out. Any kids that have be sad that they have no hair. What I want to do is give them my hair. Because I have more hair, I can just cut some of the hair off and give it to someone. I try to stay nice and still with Matthew because my hair.
Even though Emily is little, she can do a big thing by giving hope to someone who's going through a hard time.
I think Uncle Matthew is the best haircut in the world.
In the Bible book of Psalms, chapter 71, verse 5, it says, O Lord, you alone are my hope. Emily is shining the light of Jesus by giving hope to kids who are sick. Emily mails her hair to a company that makes wigs for kids who have lost their hair because they're sick. Emily helps us remember, Jesus gives us hope.
Okay, and when we showed this video, I didn't realize it, but the Yee children had done something similar. So, Julia, would you share with us a little bit about what you've done, and then Alyssa and Sophia will hear from you.
Just last October, I donated my hair to a charity because I saw a picture of my cousin who's done it like two times. And I thought it was really cool because she was giving hope to kids with cancer who lost their hair. I decided to give my hair to Wigs for Kids because they gave the wigs for free instead of making them pay. For example, Locks of Love, they make the kids pay for the wigs, which I thought they shouldn't do because hope it can be given even for free. So, the hair salon person cut it off at the ponytail and sent it away. And 2 weeks later, I got her certificate. I put it on my wall, and I remember that I gave hope to a lot of kids. But the best thing is I influenced my sisters, who in a few months are going to give their hair away too.
So tell us, thank you, Julia. So tell us about what you're planning on doing. There's a certain day you're going to do it? Oh, you want to do it? Okay, go ahead.
We're going to donate our hair on July 10th.
You're going to donate your hair on July 10th?
For yes. Kids who have cancer.
That's wonderful, for kids that have cancer.
How they get cancer is they take a special medicine where they lose their hair.
That's right. When kids have cancer, they take a special medicine that makes them lose their hair.
We're going to give them hope so they don't feel so bad about themselves,
yes.
That they don't have hair.
She's going to give them hope so that they don't feel so bad about themselves that they don't have hair. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. The next thing we learned about was courage, that Jesus gives us courage. Let's say it together. Jesus gives us courage. Follow him. All right. We learned that courage can come in many ways, but we have a special, what we would do every day was take pictures of what was going on in VBS, and kids would pose in certain ways that then helped us create a homegrown video to drive home the point. This was a homegrown video that we made, I think it was on Tuesday, that talks about Jesus giving us courage. Also, the moth is there. That is a moth. I wasn't quite sure. But it is a moth. And the reason the moth is representative of courage is the moth is not afraid to go out at night.
We've got another amazing true Bible story today. It's from the book of Matthew. The Bible tells us that Jesus has been teaching and talking to people near a big lake all day. As the day was ending, Jesus told his friends, his disciples, to sail across the lake and he would catch up with them later. Jesus wanted some time alone to pray, to talk to God, his Father. Jesus' disciples did as Jesus told them. They hopped into the boat and began sailing across the lake.
While the disciples were making their way across the lake, the sun set and they were out on the water in the dark. Not only was it dark, but then a big wind started blowing and caused huge waves on the lake. It was a scary storm. Late into the night, and through the rough storm, the disciples saw something strange coming toward them over the water. The disciples were even more scared at the weird sight and cried out, "It's a ghost!" But then over the storm, they heard a voice say, "Don't be afraid." They knew the voice. It was Jesus. Jesus said, "Take courage. I am here."
Peter called out to Jesus, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." Jesus said to Peter, "Yes, come." Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on top of the water toward Jesus. It was a miracle. It didn't take long for Peter to notice that giant waves still rocked the water and the wind still howled. Peter was terrified and lost his focus on Jesus. Peter began to sink in the wild water. "Save me, Lord." Jesus quickly reached out and grabbed Peter to save him from the sinking water. "You have so little faith. Why did you doubt me?"
When Peter and Jesus got into the boat, the storm stopped. And the disciples worshiped Jesus, saying, "You really are the Son of God." Even though Peter had started to sink in the water, seeing Jesus had given him a lot of courage. Jesus gives us courage.
Follow him! Yeah.
That was very well read. Thank you for that. The next day, we learned that Jesus gives us direction.
Follow him!
Let's say that together. Jesus gives us direction.
Follow him!
as you can see, there's a bat up there, and we learned about the bat and echolocation and how the bat finds his way in the dark, or her way in the dark. Ethan had some very important points, so would you come up here and share with us, Ethan? Ethan, you said that you got lost a lot of times. Can you tell folks where you've gotten lost, some of the stores you've gotten lost in?
CVS, Target, the mall, Walgreens.
But not Costco, right, because your mom doesn't have a card for Costco. Yeah, you told me that today.
Maybe the Home Depot.
Maybe Home Depot. We're not sure of that one. Home Depot, that's a big place, isn't it? It'd be kind of hard to be lost. How did you feel when you got lost?
I feel scared.
Yeah, I got scared. But you said something very important that you did when you were lost.
Whenever I get lost, I always pray that I'll find my mom.
He always prays that he finds his mom. And you shared with me this morning that something about what happens when you pray.
One time I didn't pray, and it took a lot longer for me to find my mom.
That is wonderful. And so each time you get lost in all those different stores, you pray. And when you pray, it tends to be that you find your mom more quickly. What do you do after that? After you pray,
I listen and I look places. I listen for God's voice to tell me directions.
Oh, that's very good.
Or sometimes I just go up to the front desk.
Okay. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you for sharing how God gives you direction. Good job. Good job. All right. The next thing we learned was about God's love for us. Jesus gives us love.
Father!
Let's say that together. Jesus gives us love.
Father!
All right. And what the owl there was used as an animal because, as you can see in the drawing, the face is like a heart. And so the owl was the animal symbol for Jesus giving us love. The children actually watched a shadow play, didn't you, of the crucifixion, which was very moving and which reminded us of Christ's death, all of us of Christ's death and how much he loved us. We also had a wonderful skit about Jesus' love, which we're going to share with you now. Would you? So.
Left, left, right, left. Oh, guys, stop! Jump into Jehoshaphat. Look, I think I see the end of the path.
Well, I'll see a monkey's uncle.
Holy guacamole.
Bummer. I thought I was going to be able to explore this cave a little more.
We made it.
We're dancing, and we're dancing, and we're so excited. Next
well,
line, old man.
That was close, but it's not the most challenging obstacle in the cave. There is also the puddles of slime.
The puddles of slime?
The puddles of slime. That's right. And I want to make sure that we get through it because then I can get out of this cave and go visit
Old Shirley.
How'd you know that? Well, I surely do miss Old Shirley, but the puddle of slime is so gosh darn dangerous that I never would venture so far. And the puddles are so deep.
Deep?
And wide.
Wide?
Deep and wide?
Oh, deep and wide. Deep and wide. There are puddles that are very deep and wide.
Stop it.
Deep and wide.
Stop it, all of you! Stop all of the singing! I cannot risk going anywhere near puddles that have the name slime in the title. If something happens and I happen to slip and fall into the slime, everything you see here will be ruined. I will perish.
I'm gonna have to agree with Pip. Let's avoid the slimy puddles. I can usually deal with slime, like on frogs, yes. And in dogs' mouths when they have just finished eating, yes. And up people's noses when they have a cold, also yes. But not when things are dangerous.
Okay, all of you need to calm down. I have the opportunity to study cave slime, and I'm not going to let a few scary thoughts keep me from my opportunity. You both are going to ruin it for me.
Ruin it? For you? Dudley is the one that ruined it the moment he got us stuck in the cave. If it wasn't for his clumsiness, we wouldn't be down here.
Hey now, I asked you guys if you wanted to come on this adventure. Is it my fault that you startled me and we toppled over into this cave? At least I'm trying to be optimistic and think about the bright side of the situation, not like you.
Now, guys, I think we all need to calm down just a little bit here. I have a way out.
Hey, old man, I have a question. Who asked you for your opinion, huh? In fact, why are we even following you? We might be getting closer to the exit, but we keep having to get into danger. Do you even know how scary all of this is?
He's trying his best, Pip. That's all we can ask for. Just because he's old and feeble and eats bugs and smells weird and his bones are half dust, isn't his fault. He's been trapped in this cave for 40 years. Maybe if you weren't always so scared, we would get out of here quicker.
Now, wait a second. You stop it now, all of you. Can I please make a suggestion?
What?
Okay, well, there's a ledge around the outside of these here puddles. And I've never been able to try it before because it requires that we all, you know, more than one person, you kind of have to hold on to each other. And we might be able to get out, but it requires that we all help one another. It requires that we all support each other. If anyone lets go, they're going to fall into that puddle of slime.
I'm not holding anyone's hand. They think this is all my fault.
I'm not holding your hand, old man. You smell and might be bumbling and fall over and take us down into the slime. Slime is gross and scary if you didn't know that.
I'm not holding anyone's hand because these people are not as smart as me. Slime is neat and intellectual.
Oh, dear God, how are we ever going to get through this now? Okay, well, I know you guys aren't in the best mood right now, and we need to work together.
No!
You know, we need to stop this bickering. And we need to be friends again.
Well, I guess I should have been more careful earlier when we got into this cave.
I suppose the smelly old man isn't that smelly. I also shouldn't go calling people mean names.
What? I'm not going to apologize for being smarter than all of you. I read a lot. I learn a lot. That's what I do. It's who I am.
Mark!
I suppose I shouldn't be so selfish and want to stay down here to study. We all have friends and family to go back to.
And old Shirley.
I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm sorry, too.
And I'm super duper extra super blooper sorry. This reminds me of a situation I read about in Pip's guidebook.
Oh, yeah. All of us need to be rescued. Rescued from sin. Jesus rescued us from the consequences of the bad things we have done because Jesus gives us love.
Follow him.
We haven't been showing each other very much love recently, have we? Now, here's the plan. We have to show each other love to get out of here, not frustration. Take a hand, everybody. We got to get through here. Got it? Okay. Oh, man, we're so close. Keep going. Why are you guys going so slow?
Old Shirley.
We're almost there.
Old Shirley, here I come.
Fresh air and sunshine, here I come.
New books and discoveries, here I come.
Ah, we made it. Oh, gosh, I can't wait for what happens later. Let's go, guys.
Thank you so much for the skit. We learned that you were called spelunkers because you were looking inside of caves, and we're grateful for doing that every single day of EBS. They had a skit that was just that good. So thank you so much. Now we're going to hear from our awesome director of EBS about the fact that Jesus gives us power.
Power was a glow bug or a glow worm, which in caves, You'll see things sparkling around, and you think they're gems, and they're actually glow worms. But they get their power from chemicals that God made them like that. And so he's our mascot for power. Our great power is from God and not from ourselves. 2 Corinthians 4:7. Power is a big thing for kids. They emulate superheroes who have amazing powers. And they read about fictional kids who have supernatural powers. And they play games based on characters with different powers. And while we may not have those superhero abilities, we do have God's power, and his is the greatest power of all. On Thursday, we learned that Jesus died for our sins, and he came back to life to defeat death. He did all of that because he loved us so much. But Jesus wasn't done lavishing his love on us. In Acts 1:8, it says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." Earlier, Jesus had promised the Holy Spirit to his followers. In John 14:16, he said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you." Advocate, another translation for advocate, means helper. And at CaQuest, we learned something to help us remember what the Holy Spirit works in our lives is like. So could I get my four helpers to come forward? Henry, Jonathan, Alyssa, and Jessica. Right over here in the middle. You want to come too? It's all right. More is better. Come on, Henry. Okay, so we did some actions for the word help. H is for heart, because the Holy Spirit might give us a feeling to do or not to do something. Like the little boy Solomon who said, "When I think about being a pastor, I feel it in my heart." That he was getting a calling, a feeling. E stands for ears. Ears, because sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks to us in a little voice in our head. And you get this little message that keeps coming to you over and over and over. You're like, "Oh, is that you, God?" And it can be. L stands for lips. Henry, can you point your lips? Good. Lips, because God has given us his word. He spoke his word, and the Holy Spirit told people, many people, what to write down. And the Holy Spirit's helped us remember God's word. So once we read it, it's in our mind. And the Holy Spirit, when we need that, brings it. We remember it. He helps us remember it. And P stands for people. Yes. The Holy Spirit might use other people to teach us and tell us things. And I often find when the Holy Spirit's telling me something, I'll hear it in all different ways. I'll get a feeling. I'll get an idea. I'll hear it on the radio. Someone else will say, "Hey, I saw this verse." I'll turn on the computer and the verse of the day will be that message. And pretty soon I'm like, "All right, I hear ya." Right? So Jesus told us the Holy Spirit gives us power to live for him, to show his love, and that we have the power to pass that love to other people. So when we share God's love and we tell them about Jesus, they too can get the Holy Spirit. So this is what happens when you're not connected to God. So everybody hold each other's hands and take that. Nothing happens. We try to do God's work, but we're on our own. So now complete the circle. Let's put that in the front so they can see it. Wow. So now, wow. So speaking of power, the Holy Spirit used a lot of people to make Vacation Bible School happen here this year. So what I would like to do is, if you helped in any way with Vacation Bible School, if you worked here, if you hung out with the kids, if you did planning, shopping, if you prayed, if you brought your kids, would you please stand up? And the kids who came as well. So look around you. That is the power of the Holy Spirit reaching out with his love to our church, to our community, and to the world. Amen. We have one more great song with you about how majestic God is. So kids, come forward.
This song is called Majestic. Excuse me, guys. And we learned about how the heavens declare God's glory, the oceans, the mountains. And so we want to just join in together with all creation, with the all earth, and worship God together. So we ask you would worship with us again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, children, for being here and leading us in worship today. It was an awesome experience, and I want you to know that so often when people are in my office who come, who've had a call to ministry, it's an experience like this that they remember from very young. You know, when we're young, we don't have all the resistances that we get when we're older. We don't have a lot of cynicism. And you know, we're just there, and we're willing to believe. And so often the experiences of God come here and continue to inform us throughout our lives, don't they? So thank you to all of you who supported this effort and continue to pray for these kids, and kids continue to pray for us. And it was just a joy-filled week, and I'm so glad to have been a part of it with you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, who guides us and gives us power, be with you now and forever. Amen.